This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I call it an educational odyssey because we really and truly still have a long way to go when it comes to the conversation of cannabis. And that's why today is so exciting, because I have a few of my favorite educators on, people that really understand and really can speak of the endocannabinoid system. We have had a year of misinformation, lots and lots of changes in our personal lives, professional lives. There isn't any area of one's life that has not changed because of COVID. And so I ask our ND, who has been in the natural products world for so many years, has created lots of conversations about gut health with his Probulin product line, and actually created Hemp Fusion out of a need for himself to heal a gut issue. And Jason Mitchell, what a year this has been.
Well, that's not a, that couldn't be a truer statement, I will tell you. It was a challenging year in 2020. But, you know, I think in some of the biggest challenges, we have to look at the blessings that lie within them. You know, I mean, there's lots of things that we learned about ourselves as a company. There's a lot of things we learned about how to communicate differently when we can't be face-to-face. And it put forth a new map on how to stay in touch and engaged, which I'll be honest was very difficult, but we were able to do it successfully, at least as successfully as we could throughout the last year. And we accomplished quite a bit during that year.
So, yeah. I was just going to say, give us a rundown of what has happened in the world of cannabis. For many people, the world of CBD, especially for your company, and there's a very big distinction. But for this year, you've gone through major changes. You got rid of your brick-and-mortar facility. You've changed packaging. You've added ingredients. Explain to us how we as Americans are starting to understand the bigger picture of our immune health and how it ties into everything else that we do, and how that's affected the change and the growth in your companies.
Well, that was a loaded question. there's a lot that we've done in the last year. When I say we got rid of our bricks and mortar, we got rid of our corporate office structure, that sort of monument to your success that a lot of companies love to build. They want to build an office in a building, and then, you know, and we got rid of that in lieu of the work remote program. And what's really interesting about that is that our staff, while they do love to be together in an office, being able to be in and around their family, especially given this last year and all the challenges of seclusion that we had to face in different ways, I think worked for us, not against us. And our team worked harder than they've ever worked. And when it comes to, that introspection, that internal look as a company on where we could do things better, we were able to launch some really interesting products in 2020. And as a result of some very hard work over the course of almost a year and a half, we launched 8 OTC drug-listed products that are topicals that include our skin-nourishing blend, which includes hemp-derived CBD. But these products are designed using very specific ingredients that have what are called drug monographs, which means they can be used for very specific over-the-counter self-care for things like pain or acne or wound healing or eczema, skin irritations, rashes, and so on. And we really wanted to focus on products that truly work and provide a benefit to somebody, but also to give clear messaging at the proper pricing with the right quality and integrity in place. You know, we strive to focus on safety for our consumers first and foremost, effective formulation secondarily to safety, and then third, making sure that it meets their needs at the right economic structure. And we were very successful at launching those products, and they've been received unbelievably well. But in addition
Good
to that,
for
we've
you.
Just gone. Yeah, we've just gone through several different adjustments, I would say, on how we're going to focus on the hemp CBD space specifically, because what we noticed is that, and what we identified is that we as a company had a huge opportunity. We were only about 6% of our sales being derived from online purchases. We were exclusively focused on bricks and mortar. We're distributed in over 4,000 locations. But what we had to really get more sophisticated about was reaching our consumers, especially during a year of seclusion like we had in 2020, where people were not as out and open in the marketplace. And so we had to look at different ways to reach those consumers. And so we've made a huge investment of human and financial capital and resources into the development of our online direct-to-consumer basis, not to cut out bricks and mortar, but to, in fact, get more in line with industry percentages. Because right now, about just a little over more than half of the purchases for products related to CBD are happening online. And so reaching consumers in those unique ways are very important. And so the sale of products that contain CBD online right now, you can only use certain tactics. You can't use the typical platforms simply because, you know, we still have a little bit of work to do with the FDA in providing clarity so that there is this what I would say, more visible path forward from a regulatory perspective. And we are very strongly participating in making sure that that path is well-formed on our company side. So we're trying to dual path, not only focusing on reaching the consumer, but make sure the products that reach the consumer are in compliance with the FDA and, most importantly, safe.
We're still not doing enough education when it comes to how to use CBD appropriately.
Well, I mean, to address the first thing about, the first thing is FDA clarity. And so, you know, and this is the only thing that I will tell, and I will say this in any place that I speak or on a radio show or anything of the nature of the platform that you have, Frankie, which is amazing. I will say this every time. Clarity from the FDA has been published for decades. All you need to do is look to the Code of Federal Regulations, what's required to sell a dietary supplement, and more importantly, what's required to sell a dietary supplement ingredient that has been used or introduced after 1994. And if you see all of the requirements, you would, as a company, be preparing for the inevitable day that the FDA finally speaks and gives their official guidance. See, what a lot of companies are doing are thinking that the FDA is somehow magically going to create a new set of rules, and that's not the case. The three things that they are focused on is, one, is what is being sold similar enough to the drug that it can't be sold as a supplement, which is called the IND preclusion. Two, if it isn't, is this ingredient close enough to the natural constituents in the plant that it would not be the drug, and that it would be more of an ingredient as a food additive to a dietary supplement or a beverage or things of that nature? And then the third thing, is this safe? And I will tell you that having toxicology studies and things of that nature are crucially important, and those take years to complete. We, as a company, have been participating alongside of our key partners to make sure that we have all of these toxicology and safety studies done. It's crucial. Not only do we have the typical toxicology studies that are done that yield a generally recognized as safe status at some point once published, a self-graph, and also yield a lot of other information, we participated in human observational toxicology studies through an organization called ValidCare, which we were a co-sponsor, co-funder of that program that was going on last year, that the results are now out. And the good news is, it was clear that with the participants involved in this study is that CBD is safe. And so that's a really good thing that came out of that study, and I think that the results will be published at some point in a public format. So we're really excited that in the coming weeks this is going to be more out in the open. But I think once the FDA provides their guidance, I think a lot more clarity is going to come in. Now, here's the bad news is, and it's not really bad news, it's just a responsibility of companies like ourselves, that we have to continue to invest in the research or the furthering of research as it relates to where is it that CBD can be effectively used, how much should someone take, and then also how much or is there any potential drug interactions. And I will tell you, there's a lot of research that still needs to happen there. That is the area where I would say we lack some clarity, and that's just, and that's going to take time because there's a lot of research that needs to be done, and a lot of research is happening.
One of the things that I love about Hemp Fusion, Jason, your company, is that you have been creating products to help us function better. I've never heard of anyone doing a psoriasis cream with CBD in it. I've never heard, you know, the ingredients that you're putting in your products are just absolutely amazing. But it's how we function in the world today. It's what we need today. And I have to ask you, as an ND, I'm sure in all the years that you've been in the natural products industry, that had a huge impact. And I'm going to let you answer that when we come back. We have to take a quick break.
Sure.
Give us the website as we go to break, please.
Yeah, it's hempfusion.com. It's H-E-M-P-F-U-S-I-O-N. No misspellings or crazy wording or anything of the nature. Just hempfusion.com. And then on the probiotic side, I know it's not what we're talking about, but probulin.com. That's P-R-O-B-U-L-I-N.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk Age is an educational odyssey, and I am so excited that we picked up a new affiliate in Boston. And to kick things off, two of my favorite guests, Victoria Bowman's coming up, and of course Jason is with us, and Jason Mitchell is an ND, the co-founder of Hemp Fusion. And we're talking about CBD. We're talking about creating products that help us function better. You were the first ones when you came out with your product line. And, you know, your product line isn't that old, but in the terms of CBD companies, it's one of the older ones out there, Jason. But you were putting GABA in your product and using these gorgeous herbs. And explain to us how the development of all of this came about.
Well, you know, before we went to the break, you were asking the question about, like, when we put these ingredients together and then we focus on things like eczema and so on. See, one of the things in 2011, 2012, I became increasingly more aware of hemp and CBD and cannabis in general. And in fact, prior to that, I was very anti-cannabis, and it's because I grew up in a generation where it was the say no to drugs, it's the devil's weed, it's all the different terms that you would hear, and that it was a gateway drug, things of that nature. And so when that's ingrained in you, and you come by it quite honestly of your social, you know, your social environment that you live in, and then you have this pivot when you start reading and learning something that wasn't taught, like wasn't taught to me when I was in naturopathic medical school. It wasn't taught. The endocannabinoid system wasn't even a discussion. And so to learn about it after the fact is kind of like one of those apologetic moments where you're like, wow, I was dumb. I shouldn't have been ignoring that. I should have been embracing it because it's totally different. And so when we started looking at it, I already started realizing the three main areas why someone might be interested in this is going to be in the relationship to pain, sleep, and stress. And those are three major areas. Well, interestingly enough, the 2019 Gallup poll showed that the number one reason was pain, and number two was stress, and the number three was sleep. And then that has only increased in volumetric use from the population perspective. Like by the time in 2019, I think they said 14% of people had tried a CBD product, and now in 2020, it's like a third of people. It's just crazy. So the interest has grown, but the reasons have stayed roughly the same. And so when we saw this and we noticed this, the information around this was very key, is that you have to message products correctly. You have to build them correctly. And because hemp and CBD and ingredients like that are so relatively new, legally speaking, structure function claims and things of that nature were not really permitted. And so combining ingredients that we know that have research that do beneficial, that have beneficial outcomes, along with some of the things that we're continuing to learn about hemp-derived CBD, seems to be a power couple when it comes to ingredients. And to address pain, pain is a drug claim, so you have to adhere to FDA regulations around OTC drug monographed ingredients like menthol for pain relief or colloidal oatmeal for eczema and just so many other things to make sure that you're always following the rules, because that's a responsibility we have as a company to do, because I think it's the responsible thing to do for consumers because it's what's required. Rule breakers are also ones that actually may or may not be doing or manufacturing their products correctly or even be telling you the truth. So people that make outlandish claims, you have to be careful because they may or may not be, well, if they're making outlandish claims, they're certainly not doing the appropriate testing to verify these things. And so you want to make sure that you always choose a reputable company. We think we're a very reputable company. But using things like GABA in our sleep formula is not to, from an intoxicating effect, knock you out. It's instead just to give you a sense of relaxation, because GABA is a wonderful amino acid that does that, so that if sleeping is what you're focused on, maybe through relaxation you might get better sleep, and that's the goal. Or the use of ashwagandha in our stress formula that has scientifically studied for that area of stress and dealing with the natural stress response and dealing with occasional stress daily, that we could probably benefit a great deal, especially this past year. It's been a little stressful. So You know, having products that meet their needs is really important.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because I would think if we had a survey done today, and, you know, the numbers of last week were so disturbing that our life expectancy went down. Did you see that? That the life expectancy, we lost a year in 6 months.
It doesn't surprise me when you consider everything that happened in the last year and all the stress that people are going through. And
that's right. Yeah, right. That's my point. So how do we, you know, how now that we have lived through it, now that we have this knowledge that, wait a minute, you mean all of those cookies and ice cream that I ate had an effect on my immune system? And, oh, wait a minute, are you telling me that now I can chill without the comfort food? That if I take a little hemp fusion stress formula, that it might help me get through my day without reaching for the sugar and the candy bar?
Well, you know,
wouldn't that
funny,
be a wonderful insight?
What's funny, the core competency of staying healthy hasn't changed, is that exercise, but most importantly, the foods we eat, have the largest impact on our overall health. And I think to some degree, people have kind of ignored that and assumed that they can take shortcuts. There is no shortcut to health and wellness.
Oh, Jason, I know. That's it. I was just going to say, you know, I saw somebody the other day who gave up sugar and gluten and starches and changed everything, started walking. And this man, he looks like a different person. I said, my gosh, Anthony, what happened to you? And he said, I took control of my health.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, if you look at it, Hippocrates, the most notorious message of medicine in the medical community, is let food be thy medicine. Isn't it funny that if what could be medicine could also be what kills us? And so when we look at this, we must take responsibility for the foods we eat. And at least accept that if we're not going to do that, that the consequence could bear importance on your life and your health and your need for medical care. It's not to say that if you eat great that you're guaranteed anything, but I will tell you that if you eat better, you are guaranteed that there will be at least some better results. You know, there's no perfect answer to everything. Genetics play a role. And supplements like our hemp fusion stress or sleep or our topical products, these are tools to support your health, your life. They're not replacements for doing things correctly. I always try to urge people to understand these are just tools, and they're designed to give you support, you know, and that's what we try to do, is give people the support while they're in the pursuit, hopefully, of the very best outcome in their life that they can.
This has just been so great having this conversation with you. And for more information, there's lots of information at hempfusion.com. And I strongly encourage everyone out there, if this is a new conversation for you and you've not heard much about the endocannabinoid system, you hear it a lot on this program, but if you're new to it, you have to go to hempfusion.com and find out all of the different products and find the product that might work for you. Go to hempfusion.com. And Jason Mitchell, ND, wonderful having you with us today. Thanks so much for sharing all of the knowledge and the good work that you've been doing in the past several years. And congratulations.
We'll be back in just a moment. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks. And we'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer, will return in just a moment.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I'm delighted to have with us today someone that my cannabis show has not heard, but she has been a pioneer, another pioneer in the natural health arena for a very long time. Victoria Bowman has primarily spent most of her career helping us understand our gut. and the power of our gut. You just heard Jason Mitchell talk about the immune system and the role of food. And Victoria Bowman has been educating us for a very long time, and I'm so thrilled to have her on the Cannabis Show. And the endocannabinoid system, along with our gut, it's a subject that we don't really talk a lot about. So I'm so thrilled you're here. You are here with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on, and I just love your show and your audience and your impact you have on educating people, giving them things to think about, because that's exciting and fun.
You know, Victoria, for many people, they're not understanding, and this is where the education comes in. That's why I've added the tagline, an educational odyssey, to my show title, because and that came to me in a meditation. That tagline came to me in a meditation and said, you must add that to your show title. And it will clarify for people how critical it is to understand this information. So I would like for us to go back for just a moment. And for those that are new to the program, and I always want to make them aware that there is a huge difference between CBD and THC and hemp. And if you wouldn't mind giving us the clarifications and the distinctions.
Oh, I would be delighted to. Well, both of the plants come from the cannabis sativa. However, they're different varieties. And so what we know is that a hemp plant has to have less than 0.3% THC, and that's the hallucinogenic portion of this plant, whereas marijuana typically has 5% to as much as 30% THC. So it is more hallucinogenic, and hemp is more medicinal. However, they're both medicinal in different ways. And so, and there are processes by which, let's say a person benefits from the CBD, which is much higher in hemp and lower in marijuana. So, the CBD is the cannabidiol that we know, medicine and science are progressing rapidly, but slower than some, because they need a higher standard of understanding before they make a claim of something. And it wasn't until the 1980s that science and medicine even discovered that we had an endocannabinoid system. That's like, we know that we have a respiratory system, we know we have an endocrine system, and it wasn't until the 1980s. And then they identified that we have CBD receptor sites, just like we have estrogen receptor sites or androgen receptor sites. We have cannabidiol receptor sites, and those receptor sites are in two main areas. One area is neurological, so our brain and our nervous system, which is why the CBDs are so valuable in things like traumatic brain injury, concussions, the disease states such as the dementia or Alzheimer's or that, because we're feeding those receptor sites. There are little antennas out there waiting to grab a molecule, just like you're broadcasting on a frequency. And so CBD can only go to the receptor site that is the correct frequency. It can't plug in differently than that receptor site. And the other area of massive amounts of receptor sites is my favorite organ, our intestines, which is our immune system. So it's when we can feed our body these CBDs, mostly, again, from hemp, because they're so high in CBDs, that we get the benefit of feeding our system, and not the downside of the THC. However, I'm going to put a little caveat in here, and that is that I have found for those people that have a cancer diagnosis and particularly extreme pain that that the CBDs and the THC combined in the marijuana is far superior for managing their pain.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many varieties and choices today of really good quality products. I want to just stress that there is a world of difference when you go into the gas station to buy CBD or the shoe store, which a big chain is now selling CBD, versus quality products that have been researched. In every single product that you buy should have a breakdown on their website, or when you call them, they should give you the essay of what's really in that product. And if you're not getting that, you don't want to take that product. It's that simple. There are too many wonderful, good quality products out there.
It is that simple. I had someone come into my office, and this was several years ago, and she had a 2-ounce bottle of a tincture, and she says, "Oh, well, I'm taking 6 drops a day." And I looked at the formula, and our bodies need about 50 milligrams of CBD on a daily basis to maintain all the things we need. We are CBD deficient. And I looked at her formula, and I looked at the bottle, and it had 300 milligrams of CBD in it. And she's taking 6 drops a day, when in fact there was just, in my calculations, 6 days worth of CBD in that bottle.
Yes,
so she thought she was doing some good, but she wasn't.
I'm so glad you're saying this, because this is a really big problem. This is a real big problem, and the dosing, you know, they always say start slow, go slow, and hydrate. Drink a lot of water. But we should be drinking a lot of water no matter what. Everyone should be, you know, having water every day, tons and tons of water. What was the formula that you gave us on the health show?
We take our body weight and divide it by 2, and that's the number of ounces of water we need on a daily basis. And I think we should consider water to be our number one source of fuel, because without it, we're 70% water. Feed your body good quality water. And everything else
absolutely
that you put in will work so much better.
Oh, my gosh. Will it ever? So the point, though, that I'm making is that what the numbers are, what the dosage is, and they're thinking, I have a friend, he swears that he's taking, well, this is 600 milligrams, but he doesn't understand the dosage of how much that he needs every day. And we don't talk about that. No one is talking about that.
And what I know your listeners recognize is that you vet the people that are actually your sponsors and who you talk about and bring on. So
yes, not all of them, but I'm very careful. I have to say that I'm extremely careful about this show, because my first parlay into this cannabis world was a negative, very negative place. And as Jason shared his story, I was so against it. And my dearest friend in life was a pothead. And that's what I thought all people that smoke pot were. That was my impression, is that they have to smoke every minute of the day. You know, and I didn't realize the distinction. And when I realized, how can I possibly be doing a holistic health show and not talk about the benefits of the endocannabinoid system, which is found in not just CBD, but in many foods and things that we're eating? So, you know, it changed the perspective, and my education began way back when, several years ago. And so when we come back from break, let's talk a little bit more. She is with us today, Victoria Bowman, and truly one of the real treasures when it comes to gut health and information. And give us the website as we go to break, please.
myrealhealth.com. That's myrealhealth.com.
We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z in Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. So glad you are with us today. What a fabulous show. And we're continuing with all of this great information. Victoria Bowman is known throughout the world for her information that she's been giving us on our gut health. And, you know, we think it was Dr. Sherry Rogers that said the road to good health is paved with good intestines, but we don't really know if that was her or not. But that's a great quote. We have learned this year that eating and consuming all the junk food in the world has had its effects. The deleterious effects of the American diet today is showing up in the 500,000 lives that have been lost to COVID. Part of that story is that we are so not aware of what we're consuming and why we're consuming it. We're not understanding the role that our body has and how it needs to detoxify and cleanse. We don't understand the role of the gut, and we don't understand how powerful this little hemp plant that's been around tens of thousands of years, that has been used in ceremonies from King Solomon to the Egyptians to the Asians. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Some have even said that it's been in caves as early as the cavemen. So we have a product that feeds us and helps us. Instead of, as I said earlier, instead of grabbing the ice cream and the cookies because we're so stressed, maybe we just take a tincture or we take a capsule of a CBD product that will not get us high, never, ever. CBD will never get you high. It won't change your brain. It won't change your thinking. It's not psychoactive. But what it does is it gives us a timeout. So instead of getting in the car and wanting to scream at everybody and blow your horn and be out of control, it calms you. And there are times in one's life that you need more CBD than others. And you know that as well as I do, Victoria. There are days that Dr. Victoria Bowman is with us. There are days, Dr. Bowman, that I need less. There are days that I need more. It's just the way it is.
And that's no different than our B vitamins, because on days of stress, we burn them faster. That's no different than an athlete that is so physically active that he burns minerals so much faster than someone that is relatively sedative. So it's no more different than the amount of water that we need in Arizona in the summer because it's hot. So, you know, it's logical that we need some more than others. And I'd like to give a brief history. We know it goes back thousands and thousands, perhaps 8 or 10,000 years. But in the United States, in the 1930s, a company came out with rope that was made from nylon. And the powers that be wanted to do away with hemp, which was used in rope for shipping. The sailing vessels needed a lot of rope. And so, the powers that be decided to make growing hemp illegal, or if you did grow it, it was taxed, enormously. And so it fell out of favor. Well, one of the values, because it's so valuable, one of the values of hemp is that it was used for fodder for the farm animals. And we know that, you know, in the 30s, we didn't have the pollution we had today. So the meat that did come from those animals was filled with CBD because they processed it in their gut, absorbed that nutrition. And so when that was outlawed, the beginning of the decline of CBD in our tissues, in our bodies, in our little receptor sites, decreased enormously. And there are many sources. The common sources of CBD in food are mangoes and black pepper and cinnamon. Isn't that interesting? Cinnamon is such a good herb and such a flavorful food that it is high in CBDs. And also echinacea. And I go, is echinacea such a valuable herb because it has CBD or other healing properties or a combination of both? So it has only been in the last few years that legislation has been looking at the ability of farmers to begin to grow hemp again. And what I love about the hemp plant is as it is growing, it cleans the soil. It actually detoxifies our soil from the insecticides and pesticides and all those things that have been sprayed on since the 50s. So we're cleaning our soil, we're cleaning our planet, and then we are indeed increasing the amount of CBDs that we can get, whether or not you eat a piece of healthy meat, or whether or not it is extracted from those plants and put into a salve or a cream or an oil or a capsule. Any method of getting it into your body is wonderful. And the challenge is, somebody that would take the example you gave, so much in a day, you can't get that into your storehouse. So most people need about 50 milligrams a day. That's a give or take. And, of course, they haven't regulated how much we need, but from a scientific medical standpoint, about 50 milligrams. But if you take two or three times that, you're not filling your warehouse or your storehouse that rapidly. But if you were to take a little bit more, then your body will say, oh, I can use you later, and we can start storing what we need. So our reserves are there.
This is so fascinating. I just wish we had more time with you. It is absolutely wonderful information. Give out your website, please.
My website is myrehealth.com. That's myrehealth. And I would love your audience to visit, drop me a little note, and let's continue getting to know each other.
Absolutely. And Victoria Bowman, a real gift to all of us, just such an important person in this field of natural health. Take control of your health today. And listen to Victoria. Thank you so much, Victoria. And thank all of you for the national feed. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, buddy. And as always, smile.
In the sky, you get by. If you smile.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.